Welcome, guys, another episode. Louise is going to introduce it. Go!
Hello, guys. Today, we are doing my episode of Black Mirror, and we're doing... Well, I created this episode, actually. I directed and written it.
You wrote the whole thing, then?
Nah. It's called 50 Million Merits. It was made in 2011.
I'd never seen this one before.
I'd seen this one once before, but ages ago, so I don't really remember what it was about.
I've probably seen this one like 5 or 6 times. I saw it when it aired, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I watched them all when they aired.
Well.
I remember when, because this is the second ever episode, and then like obviously the first one is about like the Prime Minister and stuff, and then the second one, I was like, how is this the next episode of this series? There's nothing to do with it. But then I didn't know it was an anthology. I didn't know what anthology meant.
Yeah, that's like, okay. When I was watching it with Chloe, she was like, wait, so where are they? Who are these people? And I was like, no, Chloe, it's different every episode. Just need to wait.
Yeah, we don't know. Wait, so what's happening? Who's on? Who's this people? That's why I don't know. You should have made it up and be like, well, that's Humphrey.
That's Bob right there. Yeah.
That's Big Boy. Right, so this episode is old. 9 years old. And I know people who are younger than that. A bit of controversial opinion, but I know people who are younger than that.
I know people who were born after that.
Oh my lord.
I'm pretty sure all of Danielle's kids are like put together is less than the age of this episode.
Yeah, wow.
That's incredible stuff. Pretty depressing.
Pretty depressing. Guys, I was 13 when this came out. Wow. I was a teenager. Back when I was a teenager, remember that?
Yeah.
Good times. Louise, you're still a teenager.
Yes, I am actually.
How does it feel? Put the makeup to your mouth. How does it feel? How does it feel?
Pretty cool.
Okay, take us away, Louise.
Well, I'll give you a little synopsis.
Go on, then.
So, in a world where people's life consists of riding, exercise, bikes? Wait, sorry. Riding, exercise, bikes to gain credits, Bing tries to help a woman get onto a singing competition show. Wow.
Amazing.
That really sums it up, guys.
That really does sum it up. So this one stars Daniel Kaluuya. He's in Get Out. That's probably his most famous film. Yeah. He's also in Black Panther. He's one of the guys in Black Panther.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
But he plays a guy called Bing.
He wasn't big at this point, so he wasn't famous. He was just...
This is his big break, you could say.
Yeah.
Which, like, I suppose, Black Panther wasn't like massively successful when it aired on Channel 4. That's why they dropped it. But then as soon as it came to Netflix, they're like... Now, the Americans got their claws in it. They're like, oh my god, Black Mirror is so cool. Did you know that Black Mirror is a metaphor for your screen? Whoa. Whoa, technology bad? Whoa. Oh my god. Whoa.
Dude, Bill and Ted Bogus Journey.
Bruh.
Oh, I'm going to watch that.
Yo.
They're making a new one. The trailer's out for it.
It's already out. It's already out, Chris.
Is it in the cinema?
I believe so.
Oh my god. Guys, we need to go.
We need to go with it on this.
Oh, that's okay.
Right, so Bing, this guy Bing, played by Daniel Kaluuya, he wakes up in this room, but the room's not a normal room. The room's covered in TV screens, and we're like, what?
It starts off with, like, he's in bed, and then it's like a farm on the screen, and there's like a little chicken comes up.
Little rooster.
Yeah. The alarm.
And he gets up, and he's like chilling in his room. Screen room.
Yeah.
And it's like, throughout this whole thing, the kind of thing is that they have, like, they have to look at the screens all the time. Like, the whole life's built around these screens.
Yeah.
So they live in this, like, facility where, like, they live the whole life around screens.
Yeah.
And they're like, they play games on the screens and they, like, watch TV on the screens.
Yeah.
And if they they, like, lose money or whatever it is, merits.
Yeah, there's adverts on these screens that they have to look at, and if they don't, they can skip the adverts by spending the money that they've got, or they have to just watch it, and that's it.
Yeah.
Pretty scary stuff, like, you can buy really expensive TVs now that have built-in ads that you can't stop.
Really?
Yeah. Like, on they go, like, open up the app menu, there's, like, ads on it.
Wow.
And it's like built into the program.
Surely that should be a law on that.
You think so, but apparently not.
Nice.
Crazy bossness.
So like we see his job, which is like he sits in a
bike.
An exercise bike, and all the people in this place sit in exercise bikes and they cycle along on this little fake road. And then the well, credits.
You can pick your own screen.
Yeah. Yeah. He's doing it on a bike. Like, he's actually pretending like he's actually cycling. Other people around him are, like, watching whatever.
Yeah.
Someone was watching a bit of a crazy stuff. Bit of lewd stuff.
Exactly.
Bit of crazy stuff.
And there's an overweight guy as well in this gang, in this group of people.
He's, like, he's struggling at the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're all laughing at him because he's so fat. And he's like, well, like, we're literally all doing the same job. Like, your job is literally meaningless. What are you doing?
Yeah. It's weird. It's like, it's create like really weird things where like the guy beside Bing is just a horrible person, really. Altogether, not really.
He's mean to the people, the cleaners and stuff. He's nasty
though. When, if you're too overweight, you get moved to being a cleaner, and he like makes fun of him for being ugly and calls him fat.
Call him, like, and stuff. Yeah. A rude guy.
Makes fun of their outfits and stuff.
Even though like they didn't choose their outfits, it's like they were given them.
And he's literally wearing a grey tank top, like.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. So they were asked to, they're there to earn these merits. So like they like cycle on the bike, and then every so often they get a merit for cycling that far. That's why it's called 15 million merits. That's like the currency.
Yeah.
So they spend their whole life trying to earn these merits. We don't really know why, like what the circumstances of like what of who would want to live here.
Yeah.
And what's the aim of this? But then like so we get this guy Bing. He's like saved up loads of merits. He's doing pretty good.
He's a tundra. Yeah.
He just cycles all the time. Like, he does like he's got like a straight face whenever he's doing it.
He just kind of does it.
He just does it. He puts his power behind it and just does it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens after that?
So then, it's just for the at the start. It just kind of shows his life. So he cycles his bike and he goes home and it shows him like he's playing a game and it's like forcing adverts onto him and stuff like that. And it shows like he has to spend money on everything, even like he has to buy toothpaste and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, it just kind of shows that and repeat for a wee while.
You show, like, how he's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it shows...
That's why he's able to get so much credit.
Eventually, the guy who's struggling before on the bike, the quite overweight guy, gets moved to being the one that picks up the rubbish again.
Yeah.
Pretty scary stuff. Then, like, there's the threat of emotions there.
Yeah. Then Bing's in a lift with like tons of different people, and it's like a new girl comes in. And then he's like curious, like you just see him looking, and then he goes to the toilet, and she's in the toilet, and she starts singing in a cubicle. And he's like, "You should enter the talent show."
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the TV shows they watch in the room.
Yeah.
Is this talent show called Hot Shot,
which like gives you an opportunity to get out of the.
It's like Britain's Got Talent or whatever. Yeah,
but like all of the cyclers, like they vote and stuff, and like they decide if they like them or not.
And in this, though, the prize is to not be on the bike anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do anything else.
Yeah, so you buy your way into like high society.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because he's got so much money, he's like, "I'll buy you your ticket."
Yeah.
Yes, he inherited his brother. Had like did the same works his whole life and then dies, but without spending any of his merits, so he like got them all from him.
Yeah,
he's got absolute tons.
That's how he got so many, even though he's like not been there that long. He says.
Mm-hmm.
So then, but like the ticket to do it costs 15 million merits, which is like that's a ridiculous. You see how like how frequently he gets stuff, and like it's just absolutely impossible to do. Obviously, this is like a pretty non-sly metaphor.
Yeah.
For like. Consumer culture or whatever, because it's unrealistic that you would be able to save up 15 million, considering everything you do costs money and you don't make enough money to even do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the girl is reluctant at first, but then she agrees to go on it. He says you're really, really good, and like when they're going on the elevator, like they finally hold hands and he gets all happy. And then they all go into this waiting room because he gets to go with her, like a supporter. They're going to his waiting room, and then like a guy comes through and just picks her.
Yeah, there's like tons of people like saying they've been waiting for days or weeks, and
but
she just gets picked raging. Straight away
because she's pretty. Yeah. That's what they'd say.
Yeah,
good looking one. So then they bring her through, and just before she goes onto the stage,
they give her like this little juice carton thing that you drink this.
Yeah. So what actually was
that? Must have been some like hallucinogenic drug.
I think it's just like, it's a drug that makes you like do what you're told.
Yeah. Oh.
So like you're not like causing trouble on TV. That's why like later on when Bing's meant to do it, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pretends to.
So then she takes this drug and it kind of like makes her a bit weird, and then she goes into the stage and sings her song. No, actually, when she first goes onto the stage, one of the presenters just, it's so weird, just asks her to see her breasts in front of it, in front of, like, tons of people.
No, the crowd are like,
Yeah, like, cheering it.
Like, imagine that in real life.
No, thank you.
They'd be arrested.
Mm. Yeah, all the judges are called Hope, Charity, and Wraith. Like, Wraith is the one that runs, like, this, like, porn channel.
Yeah. So then
Hope, Charity, and Wraith. It's like very like kind of biblical almost names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like kind of like ethereal, like hope is a kind of a, I don't know, you know what I mean?
They're kind of like false names for who they are, because they're meant to be the ones like they're meant to be a charity, they're meant to perceive it like they're a hope and they give hope and charity and stuff, but no, they don't. They just
absolutely do not.
They're like judge, jury, and executioner. Right.
She just sings her song. This song comes up a few times throughout Black Mirror in different forms.
Oh. You can hate me, you can hate me. I don't know what the words are.
Try to change me.
It's still like right.
Yeah. So, but they're like not bothered about her singing. They're like, yeah, pretty good, but nothing crazy.
And then the guy was like, I don't think you're the best singer. So, but I'd like to have you. I think you'd be better off in my channel.
Yeah. And she's like, what? And she's heck?
She like freezes. She like she clearly doesn't really want to do it. But then all the audience start chanting for her to do it.
Do it, and everyone's like,
the judges say like, come on, it beats the bike. And she doesn't really want to do it. But then she just says, yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, because then Bing starts like kicking off backstage, but then he gets taken away, so she can't see him anymore for reassurance and stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's like, obviously doesn't want her to do that, because he's like spent all his money for her to get there.
Yeah. And then, she's like, fine, I guess
she's like, pressured to do it.
So he gets taken back to his room, having wasted all the money that he saved up. All the money him and his brother saved up over years.
Yeah.
Presumably a long time.
And then he goes back to his life, and he looks. But as he sits in his room, like, the porn channel comes on, and he doesn't have enough money now to skip it.
She's
on it.
He tries to look away and close his eyes, but then the TV knows that he's not looking at it, so it just pauses the advert until he looks again.
Yeah. That would be so annoying.
It's very scary stuff. So he has to watch like this person who like he trusts, he like wanted to be, he thought was like a pure, and he had a chance of getting out, but then made into this not as pure thing.
Yeah.
Like, made into a product.
So then he like freaks out. So starts like smashing himself against the screen and like breaks a part of it.
Yeah, it smashes into bits.
And he gets like this big shard of glass. And at first, I thought he was just gonna kill himself.
Yeah.
But then it cuts.
But it keeps it for later.
It's like a montage, And he has like this montage to try to earn all the money. Like during this, you can see like the guy beside him. At one point, he's watching like so all the TV shows like really like degraded and things like that, and they have one.
They have like the one with like the fat people or like and doing total wipeout.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, but there's like force feeding them food in that.
Yeah,
and like he's and, like, the guy crying laughing.
He's crying with laughter, and the guy who used to be sitting behind them, he's now on it. He's on the show, and they're like billing him.
Yeah. How could you possibly think that's that? It gets funny.
Yeah.
They're really laughing at it. But it's just literally a guy who he knows falling around cake or whatever.
But it's like it's creating the television, it's creating a world where it's like people think they're better than other ones.
Yeah. Well, it's to try and make it like you if you work hard you'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's better to be skinny and be cycling on the bikes than it is to be in this place.
To be that.
Yeah. But then Bing like refocuses himself. He's like, he doesn't say this consciously because there's no one to speak to, obviously, but he just says, we just see that he's making the choice like, he's going to like really try to make the 50 merits. Million merits.
I thought it was because he was going to go kill them. Or kill that one judge. That's what I thought.
Well, maybe he will.
Maybe he will. So he absolutely sweats out. Like, he doesn't, like, because in the cafeteria, like, you have to buy your own food from, like, these, like, screen vending machines.
Yeah.
But he doesn't buy them, and he knows that one of them has, like, a glitch where, like, mm-hmm. you buy an apple, but it gets, like, stuck on something. And, like, before, like, when the girl, what's the girl called again that went on the TV show?
Abby.
Like, before, like, he showed Abby, because someone else showed him, he showed Abby that, like, if you buy an apple, it won't come out. You have to, like, do this little, like, thing. He puts his hand in the machine, like, does it so it comes out. But then now he doesn't tell people, and he just waits for them to order it, and then walk away, and he'll just go steal it. And he's, like, eating the scraps and that.
Yeah, and he uses, like, no toothpaste to clean his teeth.
Yeah, he's just not spending anything.
Yeah.
And then he eventually gets enough, and it's literally, as soon as he gets enough, he goes and buys a ticket and goes to it again, but he takes the glass with him. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to the waiting room, and he's just like, everyone's like warming up, and he's just like standing there completely still.
Yeah, it's like a wee like time lapse, and it's like everyone moving, it's him just literally just standing there.
Yeah.
Everyone gets moved around him, and like people are getting obviously sitting over him because he doesn't like look that like attractive.
Yeah.
Like, for like the show anyway, he's a pretty good looking guy, I suppose, but like he's not getting brought in for like, oh wow, this guy's obviously got a lot of personality because he's just standing still.
Yeah, actually.
And then
they do eventually bring him in.
Yeah, cause like it's like the guy's like, oh, an ethnic one, yeah, this guy, you are an ethnic one, yeah, this one here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even though he does get in eventually, it's not because like he waited his turn, it's because he's black.
Yeah.
Well, they need a wee mixture.
Try to tick a box.
Yeah.
So then he comes through and is like, what you do, he says, I'm an entertainer, so he just starts off by doing this dance. And then eventually he just takes out the glass shard again and just sticks it to his own neck. And he's like, and security trying to go from, if you come near me, I'll kill myself.
On TV, like in front of everyone.
Yeah, and it's even like, even now, like one of the judge again who wants the wraith, who wants the porn site, he's like, just hurry up and do it. But if you get it, if you get any of it on my suit, I'll bring you back to life just so I can beat you up.
Kill you. Yeah.
It's like, what is this world?
Yeah.
It's funny when he's like dancing about.
Yeah.
Just like, and we're like, what's happening here? And then he brings out the knife and he's like, all right, okay.
So then.
Like, why would he spend all his time trying to do this little dance? So,
and then the guy's like, all right, you have our attention, so what do you want to say? And he freezes. He realizes he doesn't actually have anything to say. He just wanted to get to this moment. So then it just kind of like goes off a rant off the top of his head just about how everyone's fake, you know, get anything real. And everyone's just consumed by things that don't really mean anything, and our whole lives are just pointless. And he's like, you took away the one thing I felt like was real. And I was like, her. But they actually had like a connection. Like, he held her hand and they had like a connection. She gave him like a papier-mâché of like a penguin.
What is that? Origami?
Yeah.
Origami, yeah.
Papier-mâché would be quite a lot more work to do.
Or a gallery of a penguin, which like, isn't allowed. You're not allowed to have physical things.
Yeah, like, you have to just buy it off of the people.
Yeah. And then he was like, we spend our own money on like virtual things for our characters that we'll never even wear in real life, like hats and stuff. Cosmetics that aren't even for us. It's for our online, our
avatar.
Virtual avatar, yeah.
It's a pretty like just a straightforward critique of like the system that they live in, which is like, obviously like a critique. The system itself is a critique of the system that we live in, and then that we leave.
He just starts saying like "F you" to all the judges. He constantly said, "This from all of us, just F you. This is all you. It's all your fault. You helped fuel this." And then it kind of ends. It's like silent, but
he's like.
He's out of breath, and everyone else is like silent. And then the judge, Hope, says him Charlie, is like,
Hope.
That was amazing. He's like,
I mean, that was incredible stuff. Yeah.
And then all the audience start cheering. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
This wasn't what I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, I want you to be shook. I don't want you to be like, yeah, cool, I love it. And then she's like, you know what? I think you can keep this up. You think you can keep doing this? And he's like, and she's like, well, like, because I think you can get a regular show on my channel.
It's like half an hour, twice a week. And then he's like, what? And everyone's like, yeah, cheering him on. And then he just once again leans down and just says, beats the bike.
Beats the bike, yeah.
Very true.
So then it cuts to him, it cuts to another video of him like doing like a speech without the glass tasting. And it zooms out, and it's like one of the guys who was in his same room as the bike watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes back into the video, and then you see Bing like finish the video.
And he's in like a fancy like apartment.
Yeah, it's like to film the video, he's got like his own little set. He just kind of stands up, walks out into his apartment, puts the glass shard into like a big fancy case, pours himself a glass of orange juice.
Yeah, it's like all manufactured, like his.
Yeah, it's fake now.
His pain that he had before, isn't it? Yeah, it's fake. It's all part of the act.
Yeah.
But then, like, he looks out the window, and there's all, like, forest all around him. But, like, it's not screens, it's, like, actual forest.
Yeah, it's actual, like, the world.
Wow. But even then, though, it's, like, he's looking at it through glass. It's, like, not.
He's not there. Closer, but he's not there.
Yeah. He still lives his life in just a slightly bigger box with some nicer things.
Yeah.
And so that's like the prize. He won 15 million merits. So he won like the hot shot, sorry. He won the best prize you can get, and even then he's just still living in a box.
Yeah.
This shows like what can you actually get?
What are you chasing?
Yeah.
Like, it's like not, yeah, like, doesn't matter how far you rise in the system itself is broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good, and that's it. We went through that quite quick, but there's still things we can talk about after.
Yeah, this episode was written by, well, the guy who obviously made it, and then I think it's his wife, who, or maybe not his wife, but it's, she did a CBBC, she was on a news round, Connie Huck, she was one of the presenters of that, so she was a writer for this, it's quite funny. She was on Blue Peter, I think, as well.
All right.
It's quite funny. So she, like, she wrote this episode, which I think is quite funny.
Yeah.
It was a good episode. It obviously dealt with a lot of important things in real life, and it's like, because like no one in it was like actually connected to what's going on around them. They're all just focused on like things that don't matter,
and shows and things
that just
mean just all brainwashed, really.
Yeah.
I think Daniel Kaluuya is quite good in it.
Yeah,
he was good in it.
He's very. And Abby was a bit like too. Like little girly,
yeah, for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's because she's like, actually, she's like so vulnerable.
Well, and then, but right at the end, once the guy changes the channel from Bing doing speech, got on the bike, cuts to the porn site, and she's in it, but she's like broken at this point.
She's not the same person she was. Yeah,
she just looks like. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scary stuff. But it's the same. So yeah, that Connie Huck is Charlie Brooker's wife. Charlie Brooker is like the guy who created this whole thing.
Oh, okay.
He's quite famous now, quite successful obviously now because he sold his show to Netflix.
Fair.
Oh my god. This is the first episode that was written. Even though it was the second episode aired, this is the first one that they had the idea to make the show.
It's a good episode.
Apparently it's because Connie came up with the idea because her husband said that he'd be happy in a room where every wall was an iPad screen.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And a bit as well, like, Hope, Charity and Wraith is a spin on a Bible verse, Corinthians 13:13, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of all these is charity. Like, and again, like, the implication that there's any kind of like they're being charitable to anyone is obviously made up, yeah. And any illusion of it is like I'll be curious to see what their lives are like because maybe even they're like cogs in this machine and they just live in the same place. Yeah, like, maybe
I wonder like who's at the top, you know what I mean?
Yeah, who's at the top of the pyramid, yeah. Obviously, like because someone if this system's in place, someone has to be benefiting from it,
yeah.
It's not like there's any like, well, like, I think it's kind of implied that the reason they cycle on the bikes is to produce electricity.
Yeah, that's what they said to get energy. But then, because at one point in Bing's speech, Bing rant, he's like, energy for what? What are we?
Yeah, the whole life is screens, so just going around in circles. Like, there's been so much electricity powering the screens and stuff. Like, who's benefiting really from it?
Yeah, exactly.
So, he talks about how he hasn't been there for, he's been there for like 6-8 months or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he, like, presumably lived his whole life elsewhere.
I think you move in when you're 21. That's what the girl says. That's what
Abby said. Yeah, she was like, my sister went to another one, but there was no more spaces, so I had to come here.
Yeah.
Wait, so which judge was Hope?
The woman, the blonde woman, I think she is.
Apparently she was based on Simon Cowell.
No, that must have been the Australian
other guy. Yeah.
Because he was like the, you know, the...
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah, it was.
The rude one.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was before, but like, I actually hate big talent shows and stuff like that. I just think it's so cringy to watch them.
It's just because they're so, like they're planned.
It's so manufactured, yeah.
Like, you see, like, YouTube videos of people describing their X Factor experience, whatever, and they're like, yeah, they told me to sing this song, then they judged me for singing it. And it's just...
Yeah.
It's like, that's... Yeah, it's like... It's same what's wrong with, like, reality television in general. It's like...
There's some reality TV that I quite like, though, but like, even then,
people
it's like...
Yeah, but it's like, more people could tell you the full cast of Love Island and what's going on in, like... Palestine,
yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, like no, it's more life thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It's like
people use it as a distraction, and there are some. Obviously, everyone needs to have a break. I'm not saying they don't, but sometimes people use it to distract them from the things that actually matter.
It's like reality TV is in most cases less realistic than most fiction TV.
Yeah.
Oh. It's a bit like obviously like. Reality TV is a big spectrum as well. Like game shows are all reality TV as well,
yeah.
Which I like. I like probably one of my favorite TV shows like that still airs is probably QI. I love QI.
Yeah, QI is good.
That counts as reality TV, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, there's a subsection of that.
But I'm talking I was thinking like the talent shows and the
Terry and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Love Island and
yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh yeah, that is classed as a reality.
Kardashians.
Yeah. RuPaul's good.
RuPaul's good. I watch RuPaul.
Yeah.
And, like, we're not quite as hardcore as what that was like, though, but because we still have things to go outside and do, but whether so much of our life are used up by
It's kind of like, yeah. I think the main message of it is, like, the system that makes us work. Like, we work our lives to be able to make money to work. Like, we live our lives so we can work more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they use like small distractions though, to like make you think it's okay.
Yeah. That's capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that capitalism is broken, but capitalism is broken exactly as intended.
Yeah.
That was the plan all along.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. That's a nice short one though. Yeah. Any more questions about this for each other? Relevant questions for this? See if you were on the bike. Do you think you would like? I would like just probably. I don't know because what's the point in saving it up? I would just live, like probably not like the mean guy. I wouldn't be watching all crazy stuff, but I would be just like chilling, just living my normal life and trying to get by. But eventually, I'm assuming you get to leave.
Hopefully, yeah.
Surely they'd be like, why does not like? How does not everyone just like kick off though? In something like in that scenario, I mean,
because they're all like nice. There's no communication between the cells. They're all in isolated little, like, 10-man cells.
Yeah. Fair, but you could talk, like, on the bikes.
Yeah, like, but that's between 10 people, so a maximum, a revolt of 10 people.
Fair.
And they're probably being listened to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. They keep you separate. Keep you monitored. Make you think that you're on your own, even though there's probably, like, in that, there's a little box they're in of like 10 people with all the different rooms in it, but there's probably like 1,000 of them in the same facility as them,
yeah.
But they can't talk to them.
Yeah.
If anything goes wrong, maybe they just kill all those people and no one even know.
And even like, see when Bing gets like, he's looking out the window. Surely that would tempt you just to try and get outside, find a way.
Yeah. Maybe.
There's like a big forest, they're just, you know.
But maybe like, it's not a screen, but maybe it is like augmented reality. It's not actually real.
I don't know.
Maybe in this future there is no like outside.
It might be like a dystopian future, yeah, you have no idea.
Yeah. Pretty scary stuff, like.
You have no
but
idea.
But like, This Black Mirror episode is like, it's got a kind of interesting concept. I don't think it's probably, like, it's not the strongest. It's probably not even in the top half of the strongest episodes.
It's not the darkest one, but it's got good, it deals with good topics.
Yeah.
It's good, well acted and stuff. It's got like, yeah. I feel like it could have been fleshed out a bit more.
Yeah. Once again, yeah. This feels like this could be a miniseries or a long film.
Yeah. Well, it does kind of feel like it's very influenced by like 1984 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Dystopian kind of novels.
Yeah, I like dystopian stuff.
It's great. I did my dissertation for advanced English. I did my dissertation on 1984 and Fahrenheit 451, which is like the most cliched thing to do your dissertation on. It. Yeah. Advanced tired. Everyone does. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
You've never heard of 1984?
No, I've heard 1984, not the Fahrenheit one.
It's about like every book gets burned because like books can be dangerous. So, like, no books exist. It's set in America, and like firefighters are no longer people who put out fires. Firefighters are the ones who use fire to burn books.
Oh.
So like they just in any book is like a contraband. And it's about a guy who finds a book. I can't remember, it's like the Bible or something he finds.
Yeah.
And then he goes through it and has all these like kind of things in it. Or it's like a book. It's like an encyclopedia or something. It's just some generic book, and he finds it, and it's like he has to try and smuggle this book to get reprinted so that people can like know that this isn't what the world needs to be like.
Oh.
There's more.
It's pretty scary stuff, right?
That's
pretty
cool, yeah.
Wow. But like, so what are your ratings now?
Yeah.
Yes, there are ratings. There are ratings. Louise, you
go on, Ned.
Okay, I think I'll give it a 6.8.
I love it.
Thank you.
What about you, brother?
I'd probably give it a 6.5.
6.5. Now that is dead on.
Wow.
Like, it's good, but this... it's not great. That's what I'd say.
I'm going to give this one, I don't know, I'll give it a 6.7.
Nice. Yeah. We've given it a lot lower than what, like, IMDb.
Yeah.
It is good.
Well, like, IMDb scores are done like as it airs most of the time.
Oh, the big they give that 8.1 out of 10.
But it's like, 8.1's quite generous. It's good, but there's better Batman episodes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Since then, I don't even think, like, I probably say this is the weakest episode in the first season.
Really? There were only three, though.
Yeah, it was only three.
Yeah.
The first one about the Prime Minister is like, that's like actually quite like, that's the most realistic one of the whole.
I haven't even seen it.
I don't know if I've seen that one either.
We can do it another time. Like, well, every 10 episodes or something. Every, is it episode 33? Every 10 episodes, we try and do that.
Oh, is it 10? Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, like every, so we did episode 3, 13, 23, and 33. It's mad, we're on 33.
Ew, what the heck?
That's crazy.
That is weird.
That means, like, by the time, once we've done two more Black Mirror episodes, it'll be, well, we've done over a year of this.
Wow.
Like, that'll be week 53. There's only 52 weeks in a year.
Wow.
Oh my god. Right, guys. I think that's going to do it for this first half. Nice, short, nice, concise first half.
Right.
See you soon, aye?
See you soon.
Right, guys, I've got a question here for you, and I know Louise has got one lined up as well. So this one's gonna be: so when you come home and you're steaming drunk, and you're like coming from a night out and you're steaming drunk, what do you do? What's your routine before you go to bed?
Me, I eat, and then I down. I always you gotta eat. You have to eat, even if you don't feel like you gotta eat, and then down tons of water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smart move. That's what I used to do, if you remember. I used to just come home. I used to just come home, clatter everything around.
You used to breathe so loud as well.
Because I used to run home. Because I can't be arse walking.
You're
so also, run.
Out of breath, like at your bed, out of breath. So I'm like, you're right, Sean.
You literally stomp around the house.
Well, I used to proper like come home. I was like, I forgot my earphones, or my phone's dead. I'm like, just sprint the whole way home. And I'm like, I can't be arse with this. And then they come in, drink so much water, normally eat some like super noodles or some bags of crisps or whatever, and go to sleep.
Yeah, I'll have a wee pizza or something, and then I'll, well, usually I'm really good. Like, I still will take my makeup, wash my face, clean my teeth.
That's good.
I don't
and then go to bed.
Yeah, I leave my makeup on normally.
Yeah, of course.
No, but so if I'm in the tune, I'll maybe go to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually at McDonald's if I'm getting picked up, like, I'll go there on the way home.
A wee bit scranny, my tummy.
Aye.
Eat a big, massive scran, like too much food, and then be like
a big pizza, chicken tikka pizza. But yeah,
and then wake up in the morning and be like, I feel so full.
I know you do feel a bit banging.
But I'd rather be full than hungover. So
exactly,
yeah, very true.
Yeah, but yeah, like, it's key. I drink normally like at least 3 pints of water.
Fair.
The night before.
Because it hydrates you.
My God, I just drink one bottle and
because I've got my big 2.2 liter bottle now. I just
down the whole.
No, I don't chug it. I make sure I fill it up normally before I go out, so I come back. Yeah. It's just there.
Yeah, that's a good move. I always do the same thing where I make sure I have water next to my bed, because sometimes I just will not be able to do anything for.
You cannot be bored to get up.
I've never been hungover with Betsy before, though, so like I'm going to have to just go up and get let her out for pee and take her for a walk and stuff. So hopefully that'll do me some good.
Yeah, for get you
fresh air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird, though. It's going to be another thing to take into account, though.
Can you lie in with Betsy, or do you have to get up?
We just get up, take her out for a pee, then bring her through, and she'll put her bed next to our bed, and she would just chill.
Aww, sure. Good dog.
She'll lie there, she'll pop up on the bed and be like... I'm like, oh, silly girl, I'm trying to sleep. Nah, normally I'm not trying to sleep. So, as soon as I go outside, I'm like, I'll wait.
What time do you take her out for a walk then? In the morning?
This morning, we saw her and we woke up at 9, took her out at 10, or at 9:45.
Okay.
But actually, she'll be fine, normally. If you've been to the toilet the night before, she's never normally like, burst in. Like, I took her for like a 30 minute walk today, 25 minute probably. And then she didn't even pee for the first 15 minutes, even though she hadn't peed in 16 hours.
Really?
Jeez.
Yeah. Well done, Betsy.
All right. I've got a question for you guys. What is your chips order? If you're somewhere and you're getting chips, what are you getting on the chips or with the chips?
Chips.
Oh, sorry, where am I going to get chips?
No, you can go anywhere just serves chips. Could be like a kebab place or something.
I've never been to a kebab place in my life. Really? So, bit of a hard one.
Neither have I.
Normally, like, if I like have chips at home, I'm like mayo, like mayo.
Fair.
I like mayo. Or like, I've got this thing called chicken salt. It's like salt and like chicken seasoning and stuff all through it.
Really?
It's really good. You put it on the chips, it just makes everything taste better. No, I got a shit from Australia.
That's very fancy. Mine was just chips, cheese, garlic and chili sauce.
That sounds nice, but like, I feel like garlic and chili sauce is too much.
No, because they bounce off each other really well. Because the chili's really spicy. And the garlic
If I'm drunk as well, I want something spicy.
Yeah, but that's where the garlic counteracts the spice. You don't even get the spice, you get just get the taste. You
get the sweetness.
Yeah.
I like chips with ketchup.
Ketchup. I think ketchup is like really great. I don't really get why ketchup's like so famous.
I eat it like out the carton.
You absolutely do not. You drink it.
Yeah, I do. I do it. I just do it.
Weirdo.
Lie to me, Louise.
Well, Louise, ask your question then. Big one, you had it ready.
Yep. So, guys, my question really was, if you got a Indian, what's your chosen curry?
I got a lamb biryani now.
Oh, I love a lamb pasanda.
I feel like I would, in my better mind, I've not had an Indian since I lived at home, so
you know,
3 years.
You not got one up in Aberdeen?
I do. We have nice ones here, but Papa doesn't like Indians, so we just tend not to get it.
That's fair.
So, like, but I do quite like Indians, and I'm kind of like craving them more now, because like, I like beer more as well, and like a beer and a curry. Like, people always talk about how good that is.
Yeah.
So I feel like I would be more into it, but I don't know. I would probably get something with lamb, but I feel like chicken's more like a default and cheaper.
Yeah. Nah, like...
But like, if I was going all out, I'd be like getting a naan, getting a Papa Dom's, getting the curry,
onion
getting
badgie.
The poras, getting the samosas, the badgies.
Oh, I actually want one now.
I want a couple of days ago.
Beautiful. Like, see, I'm the same. Like, I never used to really, like, ever crave one, but, like, recently I've been like, oh, I could go a wee Indian, but it's really expensive.
It's great.
Yeah, but it's good, though. It's just not, like, it's cheaper than Chinese.
It's more expensive
than Chinese.
That's what I'm saying. It's just because Chinese is so cheap, so it makes you think that everything is expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With proper food, though, you get found in as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually cook it. It's not like you just like put in the microwave or whatever.
It's proper food. Yeah, it's good.
You can tell with the Chinese stuff, like they make the soup in a giant vat and then just individually pack it up, then heat it up.
Yeah. But the soup is still good.
Soup is so good, and you dip prawn crackers in it. That's what you have to do. Like, do you dip prawn crackers in your soup?
I don't really get soup, but I do. Oh. When I get soup, I do dip prawn crackers in it.
Yeah, same.
You have to. I'm a dipper. I'm a
and
dipper
because the soup's so thick as well.
So thick. What kind of soup are you getting?
Chicken and sweet corn.
That's a good choice, Louise. Thanks. Chicken and sweet corn is a bit thicker because it's got the egg through it as well.
Raw egg.
Chicken noodle is obviously good though. Why would it be raw egg?
Because I don't remember. You can't egg.
There is it. The little white floaty bit, that's egg.
Ooh, right.
Never eaten that again. Ooh, right. No, but like. See, when you're like, I'm a big believer in dipping of everything. Yeah. See, when you have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, do you ever like put stuff in it? Are you a dipper?
No, I don't drink tea or coffee really.
I don't.
If I have hot chocolate,
I don't dip stuff in, to be honest. But I don't really get it normally, but I don't dip stuff in.
You know what's good? A hot chocolate with a twirl, and the twirl like melts, and oh, it's so good.
My favorite. Biscuit for Dunkin'. My favourite biscuit full stop is chocolate hobnob.
Yeah, remember you described yourself as that.
Yeah, I did. That's when I won the presidential election.
Yeah.
Quite like a digestive.
Digestive? That's like, not even a chocolate. Oh, okay, chocolate. But
I like
on chocolate hobnob.
Maryland cookies.
I think they're like so fake though. Mm. I like Fox's cookies are good.
You know what I bought? Do you remember those pink wafer things?
Yeah, pink wafers.
I've got them in my drawer just now. Yeah, pink wafers.
I remember them. Absolute lethal, like, they'll knock you straight out.
Yep.
What have you been, speaking of which, Louise, what are you up to this week? What have you been up to?
Well, guys, so, talking of life, I moved...
Talking of my drawer.
I moved out of my home, and now I'm in my own flat.
Oh my god, you've grown... Yes. You're a grown adult now.
I can't believe I'm finally old.
How does it feel to be living? Are you missing? Are you homesick? Are you good?
Well, I was a bit, but I went home yesterday as well.
You've been home three times, but
yeah, I have.
You've been gone for 5 days.
No, I have, but it's fine, guys. It's fine. Yeah, but it's actually been really good. Like, just been keeping busy, you know, and then start uni on Monday. So that's that.
That's a really exciting time. You know, a little bit of a crazy... Oh, there's that crap you have to do freshers, like, without the normal socialisation.
No, literally, there's nothing. Like, they've got a thing called, like, creatures in a tent, and they might go to it. It's like, you can hold meerkats and everything. Hold snakes.
That's pretty cool.
Lizards.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good to that.
And there's the car. Does the meerkat try and sell you car insurance?
Yeah. And meerkat back then. Yeah.
Is there like a local pub where you live, or is it just the one that's in at the fort?
Well, no, there's one on campus called Maggie's. That's a student union. Like,
is it cheap?
It's so cheap. Like, I got Strongbow for like £2.
No, that's not bad.
It's like spoons prices. Yeah,
it was a pint as well, so minted. And then there's obviously like there's Wetherspoon stuff in Musselburgh, so it's like a 15-minute walk.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Is she on the cider sleeves?
Yeah.
Do you like beer? No.
I like some beer.
Which one?
A cup of tea.
A cup of tea.
Terence.
All right. No, I don't know. I don't know if I've tried Terence.
Terence is gross. I don't like Terence. Terence is gross.
It's actually all my I could just sit. I was even last night when I was in my bar. I just sat drinking it. I'm drinking spirits, and as soon as I took the spirits, I just felt so sick. But. Terence, I just love it.
Just drink beer. Just drink nice beer, though.
Yeah, Terence, I love Terence. I don't know why I love it so much. It just tastes so nice.
I think a beer that I think is really overrated is Budweiser. I just don't get Budweiser.
I don't mind.
It actually tastes watered down. Like, it literally just tastes like a beer that you've
But it's good because it's very easy to drink.
Yeah, but like, that's... I want to have some flavour.
Yeah, I know. But Terence is one of those drinks is like, you hate it when you first start, but you kind of force it onto yourself and then you love it.
It's always cheap as well.
Is Terence like the same percentage as a cider?
Yeah, most beers and ciders are all the same.
So why would you not just drink cider?
Because I'm used to Terence. Nah, I don't like dark fruits in that anymore. It just tastes like crap juice.
It's so sugary. Yeah, it's like cider's so sugary if you have it more than like a single pint.
Ew.
Tennis isn't good for you. Beer isn't good for you though either, but
it's not as sugary.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And because, okay. And I think you're more at risk of drinking more cider, like a lot of cider, than a lot of
beer. Yeah, it doesn't taste like alcoholic almost. Yeah.
That's true.
I got like going out, like sometimes me and Poppy go out and we get like a cocktail time. Remember when I was younger, I was like, nah, cocktails are for girls, but now, like, no,
cocktails are good.
Cocktails are
good.
Cocktails are ace. Yeah.
You like mojitos, eh, Sean?
Mojitos are good. I told you the story before, I was having mojitos in Poland, and me and Poppy both had mojitos.
Yeah.
And then we were sitting drinking a mojito, so we had like three each. And then this guy sitting next to us, Polish guy, was like, oh, you have a mojito, are you a lady?
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Okay.
I was in a pub in Dalkeith. I'll not name it to put it to shame.
I'll not name it. There's only three pubs in Dalkeith. So.
Yeah, well, one of the pub, I'll say it's not in the Dalkeith centre, so you can work out.
Okay.
It's quite I wouldn't expect it from this pub, and then we're just drinking beer, and then I mentioned, okay, let's go get a cocktail. So three of us got a cocktail. So it was like, and the bartender said at the bar, he'd call us up, he shouted, two beers, and this one's for the three pussies.
No way.
But
was it just you guys in there?
No, there was a lot of people there, but we all knew the bartender, because he used to work at another bar in Dalkeith. And it moved.
So
but it was still. But I wasn't like friends with him though. It was still way inappropriate.
Yeah. Oh, and that's you guys bonded for life.
Yeah, basically.
You know, because that guy called you out. No.
And then, so that's me. Will never like him again. I used to think it was all right, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
He's just ruined that.
That's what happens. Though, you just lose. People say, pick someone's normal, and they say something that's like
so wrong.
So wrong. That happens all the time at work. People like having a conversation with someone and they just say something that's like so moronic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it was like yesterday there was people talking and I like thought they're alright. And someone made a comment that was just wasn't about someone else, it just wasn't appropriate at all.
Yeah.
And then,
like, obviously because I'm at work as well, people like I'm a manager. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I'm actually a big deal. But I have to like sometimes people say something and I'm like, you can't be saying that at work.
Yeah.
You can be saying that full stop, but you definitely can't be saying that at work.
Not appropriate.
Yeah. It's like the kind of like it's like homophobic or whatever, or like racist.
Yeah, someone said something that was quite racist yesterday, and I was like, you can't
be saying that.
Like, yeah,
cannot be saying that, mate. I've had it before. I've taken people to the side and be like, please don't use that kind of language.
Yeah.
But you have to if you're a manager.
Yeah, and then he slapped me. And I slapped him back.
I felt quite uncomfortable when he said it. He didn't say it to me, but they were talking about it.
It makes me feel so comfortable as well. I'm like, you can't be saying that. It's like kind of like you just don't say that.
Yeah.
Well, what have you been up to?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we're saying racist slurs or whatever. That's what I normally have to say.
I was home on the weekend. We celebrated some birthdays on the Friday, which was okay. And then on Saturday, me and Dad went and played some b-ball.
You and Dad?
Dad's really good. we played 21 and we played some 1v1.
I want to play. I've not played in ages.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be good when we're all back. It was actual fun. Like, we could do like 2v2.
Yeah, I want to play.
It'd be good fun. Dad's really good at basketball.
Well, he used to play all the time.
Yeah,
he plays every Monday, does he not? Or every Wednesday or something like that.
But
I played tennis as well, do you know?
We played 21. It was 1st of 3 and I won it. So he was like, nah, we've got to keep on playing. So we played best out of 5 and he won it. Just because
he pulled it back. Yeah.
It was 5-4.
That's like in Bill and Ted. They lose. They have. They keep doing this thing. They play for their life.
Oh, the devil! Keep on playing against them.
Yeah, against death. And then like there's like every time they lose, they're like, oh no, we'll do double or nothing. There's that to go. The guy's got absolutely nothing to gain, but he's like, yeah, cool. Oh, classic. But then, what else have you been up to, Craig?
So then I came back on the Monday and I got an Indian.
As mentioned.
And then I worked yesterday. And I've been watching quite a bit of Community. Quite enjoy that. Really.
Nice.
Yeah,
lovely
that's
stuff.
It. Work was pretty not fun.
Wow.
This week, guys, I worked a shift. Just one shift. I thought I went back to uni on the 21st, but I actually only go back on the 28th. So,
like 3 weeks off.
Yeah. I went into work as well, and I was like, they asked me, can you up your availability to have more shifts? And I was like, yeah. Once I know what I'm working, once I know what my uni availability will be.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just haven't bothered to do that.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to.
I know I don't. And I went to fourth year.
Fourth year, exactly. You just tell them, my education.
That's what I'd say. I'm like, there's no way that I'm ever going to give work the priority over uni because don't want to be here forever. Which is a bit brutal. Whenever I say something like that, like people at my work, I'm like, I don't always say it, but I have mentioned it before, but I don't want to be there forever.
Yeah.
It's kind of bad because some people will be there forever or they will be there a long time.
I know, but there's nothing wrong with explaining your own, stating your own my goals.
My goal is to not be here.
That's what I'm like. That's what I actually think about doing stuff like. Like, I just tell myself, Craig, just get through it now. Just do it. Because, a year and a bit, you can just leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's my... I'll be gone in a year.
Yeah. A year and a bit.
With somewhere else.
Hang up the shirt.
Hang up the shirt. Hang up my gun. I've got a badge on the table.
Hang up... it's your hat and your badge on the table.
Yeah. Then I'll hopefully... I'll get my five-year anniversary. And on your five-year anniversary, you get, a £75 gift card. So I'll get that, and then I'll leave.
When will
that
be? Summer?
In July, I think.
Fair.
Very exciting stuff. And then, of course, I'm going to go... Just get a job, hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I've got some work lined up for you, Sean.
Hitman work.
Contact, don't know if you've heard of him, Al Pacino.
Okay.
May 75-year-old.
May have a wee actor. May have a wee acted job on the...
On the horizon. Hey, I'm Al Pacino!
Here's a random question. If you got... if you, got your degree, you just finished it, but then, somebody came up to you and went, do you want to be my film? And, it was it was that or going to a job?
Yeah. If it got paid alright, they'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably also be going to the film. Yeah.
Why would you not do it? Just because if I have not already got a job, I would be like, yeah, cool, fine. And then just as soon as I finish the shoot, I would go and get another job.
I don't think I would, though. Since I get a probationary year, I can't really just leave it.
Yeah,
no, probably can't sacrifice that year. But tell you what, I know you really want me, so postpone the shoot by a year, cost millions of pounds, then I'll come on board. I can't film between 9 and 5, Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Only film on Saturdays. I want Sundays off.
I'll maybe do one evening if I'm up for it. I get a half day on Friday, so I can do Friday evening.
That's what I say at work.
What?
That's my availability at work, is I just work just Saturdays.
Yeah, I need to change my availability, actually.
I just say, I want Sundays off, and no one ever asks me why. I'm just cool.
Fine.
I just say it's for religious reasons, but absolutely no, it is not. I'm probably the least religious person.
I would
that I know.
I would try and maybe work a Friday, depends what my hours are, but uni days, but I don't.
I'd see what I'm because if I can get all my uni stuff done in 2 days, then I'll maybe work a couple of shifts, but I'm not going to be committing myself to working 5 shifts a week while also being at uni full time.
Yeah.
It's unrealistic to be working a 40 hour week at uni.
It's dangerous to send, because once you have an availability, it can be hard to take it away. Because your workload increases.
If at any point the work comes in the way of my uni, I'll just be like, I can't do this.
Yeah,
fair. I would leave work before I can't really afford to do that, but I would do it.
If it meant saving your...
If it meant my career, my possible career. Reflecting, if I worked too much and then it reflected poorly in my final grade, I'd be like, well, this is a bit of a waste.
Yeah.
Well, why don't just take tons of time off at the end?
That's probably going to be the plan.
Yeah, because if you just take the last months off, get the gift card, but you're not even working there anyway.
Yeah, just literally stay on the books technically, but have another job.
Well, you can't. I don't people do it. If you work, is it once every term?
Something like that.
One shift a term, you stay on the books.
That's what I'll do then. This week, guys, not been up to much, to be honest. Been just chilling out, maxing, chilling with my gal Betsy, you know how it goes. Went to the pub there, nice. One of my pals from up here, I invited us to go to the pub, so we went. I got this absolute, you get this thing called a Patriot Burger, which is, it's like bacon and meat and cheese and lettuce and pickles and whatever on it. And I got a double Patriot, so it's got two bits of, double the bacon, double the cheese, double the meat. It was too big. I had to cut it in half. I had to like fold it in half, like take the patties apart and put it into two different, only one bun, one patty.
Yeah, fair.
I just eat it like that. Yeah, like an open face sandwich.
It was nice though.
It was nice, but then Betsy was just going crazy the whole time. What? It was like, she was in the pub with us because it's a Brewdog pub.
Yeah, actually, she made it onto the Brewdog page.
She did. Yeah, you saw that.
It was cute. That's funny.
She's famous.
She's made it.
Looks like we made it. That's Baby Betsy Boop on Instagram. So then, and then this week I also watched. Pete mentioned it to me a couple of weeks ago. It's like the thing, the All or Nothing. On Amazon.
Oh, with Tottenham.
Yeah, I watched all of that. I'm up to date on that now.
You watched the whole Spurs then?
Yeah, well, it's only six episodes so far.
You should watch the Sunderland one, because that deals with relegation, which is a lot more of a...
I want to watch the Man City one as well. That's the famous one, the one that got like Pep really popular.
Yeah.
Pep.
It's cool. It's like, it's showing up, but you never see things. It's all like behind the scenes. You just never...
It's cool. I quite like it. Makes you like humanize the players a bit more as well. Exactly. I quite like it. It makes me kind of want to be like more into football, but then I can't be bothered having to spend like how much is Sky Sports like £20 a month or something?
Well, unrealistic. They're showing all the Premier League games for free on September.
I might watch a little bit then,
but
probably not all of them.
If you watch the basketball one, I haven't even seen it. The Michael Jordan one.
No, but there's one about
Formula
American
One.
Football as well.
There's a Formula One one that's probably really good.
But it's a massive franchise. There's one about all like loads of stuff. Yeah. But like, the football one I probably care the most about.
Yeah, fair.
Just because I get how the game works, for one.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
It's kind of a big important part when I'm watching the replays and they're like, oh, he's fumbled! Oh, he's at the 10-point line! I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I actually don't mind every other American sport, but I just find American football very boring.
Yeah.
It's very slow.
Baseball's boring as well.
Yeah. But I don't mind it as much because...
Baseball's cool, in theory, but Rounders is a better version of baseball.
Rounders are better.
You're literally there's no messing about.
But
cricket's boring. I don't like cricket.
Yeah. I think basketball's the most exciting American sport. It's really fast-paced.
Yeah. But the most... I like watching... Football's probably my favourite sport to watch. I don't really watch sports, though.
Fair.
I'm more of a gamer, if you've heard of me. I'm a pretty gamer boy. Yeah, this week, that's pretty much all I've done. I watched a Korean film about a zombie apocalypse film. But the guy, it's like literally one guy trapped in an apartment building. And he's a streamer. And he's trapped in this apartment building with no food, no nothing. Well, he tried to stream at some point, but it's just him trying to survive for weeks in this just his apartment with no food and no water really. So like how he works his way around all these little problems as they come up. And he can't leave his apartment really.
That's
quite cool.
Does he survive?
I can't tell you, can I?
What was on Netflix or?
It was on Netflix. It's called #Alive.
Nice.
Cool. I should watch it.
It's quite cool. It's South Korean, obviously, so it's all subtitled. But I quite like South Korean is cool. Like South Korean is like trendy and cool. Like I like the idea of South Korea.
It's very modern.
Yeah, it's like very like it's of all the countries in the Eastern Hemisphere. Not that there is an Eastern Hemisphere, but like the Eastern Hemisphere would be like that's probably the most like here.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Most like Americanized almost. Whereas like it's such a capitalistic society where it just functions exactly the same as it does like in America.
America.
Oh yeah. That's pretty much all I've done this week. As I said before, well, I said that off mic actually that Pete and Holly are coming up. So it'll be nice. Chill out with them, hang out. I've been playing a bit of Warzone as well. I've got a few more wins under the belt.
A few more dubs. I'm getting close to 100 now.
I'm at 23 or something, I think.
I'm mid-80s.
What are you at, Louise?
1 million.
Oh. Whoa. Top of the table.
Yep.
Right. And that's it, guys. I think for the catch up. You know, nice short one, but it doesn't feel like we've been rushing through it or anything.
No, not at all.
Right. Next week, guys. I know you're excited. What's Sean picked for us this week? We just came fresh off Black Mirror.
Yay.
Sean's been picking some absolute bangers. He said it does say so himself. And then next week, guys, I'm really... it's a bit maybe a bit of a controversial opinion, but I think The Simpsons is a good TV show. So we're watching The Simpsons. We're watching season 6 finale and the season 7 premiere, Who Shot Mr. Burns, part 1 and 2.
Okay.
Actually, I remember seeing these back in the day.
Back in 1993?
No, because you had the DVDs, so you used to sit, watch all of them.
Yeah, I used to be absolutely obsessed with The Simpsons. Yeah. We'll talk about that next week, though.
Yeah.
Be more relevant at the time. But we can put some polls up about The Simpsons, I suppose, as well.
Yeah. Exciting.
Loads of Black Mirror ones already.
Oh.
Right. Right, guys. That's not a dig. That's just we've done.
I thought that was sarcasm.
Oh. Right, guys. Thank you for listening. This has been the Swanson Chat Room.
Thanks, guys. Been a pleasure again. Speak to you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week. Enjoy Freshers Louise and good luck with uni.
Thank you. You're